Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM, and also those joining us around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist ST is not only Conversations Recording Artist of the Year for 2012, but she's a phenomenal artist that I think speaks to the heart of messages and things that we all can relate to. She's back with us today to kind of catch us up on what's been the whirlwind of her life, to talk a little bit about her journey in music, the ministry of her music, and also to introduce her new single as well. ST, congratulations to you and welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, and we're old friends now, so it's a pleasure once again being with you, and I just want to thank you so much for just, it's just an honor to be Entertainer of the Year. That's such a prestigious thing, and I don't take that lightly, so thank you very much.
Well, look, it is more than deserved. You know, I remember, and I don't think you and I have talked actually on the air since then, when we were going through and compiling the list of artists that stood out to me. You're at the top of that list, I think what it is, ST, for me, and we can really begin the conversation here, is that you are singing to me an everyman's anthem in everything that you do. I think I mentioned, you know, before we went on, the first single, when I first was introduced to you, and I said, who is this lady? Was the single. Because it is such a powerful message. Then you go from singles like, you know, you had last year, Excuses, another powerful single. You know, there's just been so many things. What has it been like for you to not only be able to share the gift that is music, but to really touch people through the words of the songs that you sing?
I think that is, I know that might sound cliche, but I think that's the biggest blessing of all. It really touches me when people come to me and say, you know, I really needed to hear those words, or I really needed to hear that song because I was really going through something at that point in my life, and just to hear the words really, you know, showed me at least how to deal with the situation and showed me what to do. You know, so it's a blessing to hear things like that, even more so. Of course, I accept all compliments. You know,
yeah.
When you sound good, that's always appreciated. But even more so, you know, that's what the whole point of the ministry is about, to touch people's lives. And, you know, we're not just singing about it. We are about the situations that we sing about. You know,
yeah.
we live the life that we sing about, and it's not even singing anymore. It's just, it's my testimony. It's a ministry.
Yeah. You know, I was listening with my 89-year-old grandmother last week to Excuses, and I was telling her about the new song because I was letting her play, and she's not your typical 89-year-old. She likes the upbeat songs, too. So she likes One Man's Complaint, but she heard what I heard when we listened to Excuses, and that is, I almost felt myself saying, hey, I've said that. You know, I've said it's too hard. I've said, you know, well, it's too late for me to do that. You know, and do you think that also is it, that you are able to, and the reason why I think people resonate, ST, you are able to say what we have either said or what we're feeling?
Yes, I think that time has truly come. There's, you know, there's nothing wrong with the way people are used to praise and worship and, you know, giving God glory. But we have very realistic situations. The life of a Christian, you know, is not immaculate over a person who is not a Christian. And sometimes we have, you know, struggles. It doesn't matter if you've been raised knee-high to a grasshopper in the church, you're still going to have issues if you live long enough. That's just really going to make you think, and it might even push you to the edge where it's like, you know, do I feel like I'm all alone? You know, what is going on? Why is this happening to me? You know, and we like to say that we don't think that way from time to time, but, I mean, we get discouraged, you know, and thank God that He does know our heart, and it's through grace and not through our own understanding that we are saved. So,
Yeah. Well, you know, you are a recording artist, and I think with that comes the recognition outside of course the ministry, the recognition. You've had some amazing platforms, ST, that you've been able to perform in front of. You have this summer, you have the soundtrack. I definitely want to talk about that, Blue Butterflies, that coming up. Do you think that is just a example, or at least a, I guess you would say, a result of faithfulness by what has happened because you have been able to let yourself be used?
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. Because if it were up to me, I mean, I'm not someone who knows anyone. I'm not someone that, you know, has connections or anything. So it's just by God's grace that he just keeps on opening doors. And this is, I've never been able to say, hey, now I'm on a soundtrack. I mean, what an awesome thing to add to a resume,
right?
You know. So, and I see nothing but big things coming in the future. You know, it's not always the time that you want it to be. Sometimes you have to wait on God. I've heard that a lot growing up. You know, why don't you move somewhere else? Or, you know, why is things so slow getting started? Well, I look back and I realize I wasn't really ready then, you know.
Yeah.
So God has a way of working things out in his own time. So I'm just thankful, and I'm just along for the ride. Whatever you have me to do, Lord, I'm right here, you know.
Well, you know what, and that's exactly what he loves to hear. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I am speaking to not only recording artist ST, but someone we're glad to call a friend here on the program. She was Conversations 2012 Artist of the Year, and I think an amazing individual. If you're just hearing about her for the first time, remember that name, ESTEE, because you're going to be hearing a lot more from her. We were just talking a little bit about this experience that she's been on, also the journey, and then, of course, the rewards. As we both were talking about, she has a soundtrack she's on, Blue Butterflies, coming out later on this summer, but she has some amazing music available right now. One of those singles is One Man's Complaint. We're going to talk about that a little bit, and after our break, we're going to listen to it, ST. But let's talk about messaging for a moment, because as I said in the singles, like, I wouldn't, if I could change anything, I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the messages there. Of course, you know, I mentioned, of course, excuses. People can listen to that. What is it that inspires you? How much of what ST is going through and feeling do we get in the music?
You get quite a bit, and especially with this last single, One Man's Complaint, that is like 110% me.
Mm-hmm.
I can even remember where I was when that song came about, and it was just one of those things that has stuck in my head, you know. Most of it is my testimony. Most of it, I mean, some of it is things that I observe, you know. I must say that I've never come to a point where I've just felt like totally giving up. That's
right.
One thing that I have not, one bridge I have not crossed. But I do have times when it's lonely and you just get a little discouraged and, you know, you just have to wait out the storm. So, you know, I'm thankful that I'm just blessed to hopefully bring out other people's testimonies, you know, through my music.
Exactly. Well, you're definitely doing that. And when you hear the compliments, when you hear the testimonials, when you hear people say how your music has touched them, how it's impacted them, how does that make you feel, first of all, as an artist, ST, but also as a person of faith, knowing that this really is a fulfillment of a ministry?
I feel like that is just what God has sought us out to do. When I hear, you know, that song really touched me, or that song changed my situation even, when I hear things like that, that's truly, in essence, what it's all about. When you can go beyond past how it's sounding, you know, and be able to think and meditate on the lyrics and be able to apply it to life, I mean, that's the ultimate reward. So I have a great sense of pride, and I'm thankful for all of the listeners and all the supporters, you know, who's taken the time to support us.
Well, you know what? The new single is a powerful one. We're going to be listening to that here in a moment. ST, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to listen to One Man's Complaint. And also, we're going to let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you as well, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
You listen to us here. 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
My name is Floyd Williams. I'm the author of the book, The Origin of Racism. Family, I want to speak personally to you. $1.1 trillion come through Black America, yet we're still considered on the bottom of the rail. This is solely due to lack of unity and our self-image of ourselves, which we project on others that look like us. Inside of my book, The Origin of Racism, lies the cure. Foremost through knowledge of self, emphasis of our divinity, and value of the woman. My goal is to be an inspiration through my respiration. The Origin of Racism can be purchased online at UnspokenTruthFloydWilliams.com. UnspokenTruthFloydWilliams.com.
In these uncertain economic times, getting a solid financial footing can be quite a challenge. However, minister, entrepreneur, and author Sonia L. Thompson has written 3 books to help you whether you're in business or facing bankruptcy. Break Out of Poverty into Financial Abundance, Seeds of Prosperity, and Business by the Bible are God-inspired tools you need to be successful. Order your copies today at lifeintheWordMinistries.org or at Amazon.com.
And we're back with Conversations Live. And our conversation with recording artist ST. ST, you know, we've been talking about this journey for you, what it's been like, a lot going on for you. As I mentioned, of course, you have Blue Butterflies, you know, the movie coming out this summer, you know, the soundtrack for that. You've been doing a lot of appearances since the last time that you have been on with us. Talk to us about the single One Man's Complaint.
One Man's Complaint. Now, I'm very passionate about this story, so I'm really going to try to keep it limited to a couple minutes. But
okay,
the whole
right.
source of One Man's Complaint was I had a job at that time, and, you know, it was a temporary job because I had gotten laid off. And the environment was so very toxic that people, I mean, that was just what we did. I'll say we because there was times I went there, just complaining about everything. And at the time, my car, I was even having problems there, so I caught the bus. And I befriended a young lady who not only had that as her full-time job, but after she left there, she had walked to her other full-time job. And so it just kind of put things in perspective because, you know, she's Jamaican. And she told me that the people who were complaining here, you know, they thought they had really big problems to deal with, but she has been through a lot, and she just considered it a blessing, you know, even with a couple of hours of sleep on a daily basis, to be blessed to have 2 jobs to walk to so that she can provide for her family. And yeah. So that kind of, she kind of put things in perspective a lot for me. So One Man's Complaint, that's the origin of where that came from.
Well, I was actually this past weekend was doing some paperwork, and I actually had it on repeat because, you know, SD, this is the thing. I think we have become so spoiled. I mentioned my 89-year-old grandmother. I mean, she could not have imagined the world that we live in today. Where, you know, gone are the days you're having to, you know, mail off everything and, you know, make, you know, mm-hmm. pay for long distance and, you know, and then using
or
the phone and transportation. Yeah, exactly. You know, so
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, we really look at the world and think, oh, you know, I can't do this or I can't do that or I have this to deal with, not really thinking about how fortunate we are. And sometimes we need that wake-up call. We need that. You know, has that been part of the response that you've heard, that people have said that it kind of has, you know, woken them up to remembering what's important?
Actually, it has been, and it's a very, very new song, so actually only a handful of people have heard it. But I'm glad that it's generated the response that it has, because, you know, praise and worship is awesome, but with this, I felt like, you know, let's just get down to brass tacks about it, because
yeah.
everywhere you hear people complaining about something, and it's just like, hey, it's a blessing for you to be here. You know, even in our church, you know, we are faced with things like that. So it just was a moment to say, hey, just turn around and be grateful, you know?
Exactly. Totally agree. Well, ST, since we have you here with us, why don't you do us the honors and introduce the single for us?
Okay. Well, the name of the single, that one or the one that's on the soundtrack?
just One Man's Complaint.
Oh, okay. Well, now for your listening pleasure, One Man's Complaint is Another Man's Blessing.
Everybody knows somebody who's negative all the time. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Ask them how they are doing, and the answer's never fine. When you are walking on air, they're the ones who want to fuss and pout. Tell them it's a miracle.
Another man
is another man's
There you have One Man's Complaint by recording artist ST. That single is now available on CD Baby. You guys can get it there for just $1.29. We actually posted the link while the song was playing on our Facebook and Twitter pages. So, ST, you know, as you're moving forward this year, there's a lot going on for you. As I mentioned, the soundtrack, of course, is available now, I think. At least the music is I know, on your page. But the movie, I think, comes out this summer. You know, what do you want our listeners to be looking forward to coming up from you?
Actually, we're working on the next CD right now. So One Man's Complaint is going to be part of that, and Blue Butterflies. But we're aiming for the whole CD to be finished by, I guess, midsummer.
Okay.
So that, and looking forward, of course, to the movie coming out at the same time. And those are the big things that we have for the next few months.
Okay. You know, on a side note, I have to ask you, when you saw that poster with your name there on the bottom of it for Blue Butterflies, how did that make you feel to know that? I mean, you were doing what so many artists just dream about. You already have it happening for you. But when you saw that poster, what were you feeling or thinking?
It's still surreal. It still hasn't totally sunken in yet. So this, and just to know that this, I really feel like this is the start. It's just going to push off into so many different things. I'm so excited. But, yeah, I'm still taking it in.
Okay. All right. Well, I like that response. Still taking it in, but it's definitely something that we are proud of you for. STST, how can our listeners, of course, be able to stay in contact with you? I mentioned the new single is already available on CD Baby, but how can they stay in contact with you and find out about other music?
Well, you can find out about all of our music through our website, which is www.omega7, and that's the number 7, productions.com. You can go on Facebook and look up ST, and our music is still available on all the digital retailers, such as CD Baby, iTunes, and Amazon.
All right. Well, congratulations to you again, ST, on all the success. We know this is only the beginning, as you said. There's so many great things coming your way, again, as a reward for faithfulness. And I think that is the lesson for us, the importance about being faithful. We're told if we're faithful, of course, in the least of things, that our Heavenly Father will definitely give us much more. And that is, I think, what you're a perfect example of, ST. So, you know, we wish you nothing but the best, and we're looking forward to the next conversation. Hopefully you'll come back when the new album's released.
Amen. There will be many conversations to come.
Hey, all right. I like the sound of that. ST, have a great one. And thank you so much again for coming on with us.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Yeah, no problem. God bless you as well. Now, if you guys came in late in this part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The link's already available at both of those places. I posted it myself at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can go back and listen to the entire show completely for free. Now, if you enjoyed the single One Man's Complaint, as I said, it's available right now on cdbaby.com. I posted the link also on Facebook and Twitter, so while you guys are on my Facebook and Twitter pages, you can go to it right from there. It's only $1.29. Make sure you guys do take advantage of the share buttons there. That's what I did. And when you go and download the single, it has share buttons there for Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, of course, and even for those who you'd like to share it with through email. Definitely help get the word out, because it's a great message that I think all of us can benefit from. Again, One Man's Complaint, you know, of course, it can be another man's blessing. So definitely make sure we keep that in mind. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. I'll be back for you guys during the primetime edition at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That's 5 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Make it a great one.
Everybody knows somebody who's negative all the time. Y'all know what I'm talking about.